Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome to the Mile High Huddle podcast with your football priests, Chad Jensen and Zach Kelberman. Remember, Broncos country is not a geographic location. It's a state of being.
Welcome in, everybody. This is the Mile High Huddle podcast. I'm your host, Chad Jensen. With me is my fellow football priest on this Halloween evening. You know him, you love him, Zach Kelberman. Zach, happy Halloween, big dog. How is you?
Happy Halloween to you. Excuse me. And I know it doesn't seem like I'm dressed up as anything. I actually am, Chad. I came as someone happy to be covering the Denver Broncos finally after all these years. It's not a trick. It's actually a treat. Bo Nix, reigning NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month. Broncos 5-3, heading into a big matchup against Baltimore. So I'm pretty happy. Hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, dude. I've just went out on a little trick-or-treating expedition with my wife and my son, Theo, who, you know, to him, he's 3.5. This is like the coolest thing, right? Dressing up. He's Peter Venkman of the Ghostbusters. My wife, and this is all per my son's request, Theo. My wife is Slimer, you know, the creature, the ghost, whatever, from Ghostbusters. And I was the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. And I got to tell you, you know, it's been a minute since I've had little kids like this. We were one of these weird couples that had our kids, then went 10 years and went, let's have one more. So it's been a minute, but he was really adamant about us all dressing up. So we dressed up and had some fun. I was going to show up and actually be in the Stay Puffed, but it's too hot.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you before the show. I was waiting on that. And Scott was, when he found out, I'm sure he wanted to see that as well. It would have been a treat for the audience, but maybe next time.
Hey, I've rocked the Santa hat. I've rocked the Santa beard. You know, I don't mind indulging in the holidays and whatnot. But getting back to business, though, hope everybody's having themselves a hope everybody's having themselves a great Halloween evening so far. It's a fun holiday. But Zach, as you mentioned, Bo Nix, named NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month. And it's pretty cool because I'm just going to, you have the article for us, guys, go read it. But this is cool. Nix joins running backs Clinton Portis, this is in October of 2002, and Mike Anderson, twice in 2000, September and December, as the only Broncos in team history to win the award. So, Zach, these awards, I mean, a lot of Bronco Pro Bowlers over the years, right? A lot of All Pros, a lot of special teams player of the month. You know, you list them, but it's pretty rare. This is an elite club that Bo Nix joined. How much should that factor into the gravity of the situation? Or is that just happenstance?
I don't think it's a flash in the pan because he's been up for Rookie of the Week the last like 3 or 4 weeks in a row and he hasn't won it. So anyone who puts on the tape, you can look at the box score or whatever, but you watch the tape, he's gotten a lot better as a passer. He has better stats than a lot of veterans in the league right now, at least some that are ranked higher than him. I saw that he was ranked below Daniel Jones and Andy Dalton, despite having double the touchdowns of Daniel Jones. But he went 3-1 over the course of October, Chad. He had a bunch of rushing yards, total touchdowns, passing and rushing, and he's coming off his best week as a Broncos quarterback, the first quarterback in team history to have 3 passing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, and no interceptions in the same game.
This is really, really cool stuff. I'm happy for Bo Nix. I'm happy for the Broncos. I'm happy for Sean Payton. I mean, the job is just beginning, but it's a nice little I don't know. It's a nice little skin to hang on the wall for all the doubters and about Sean Payton and the Broncos taking him at number 12 overall when so many people are like, oh, he's a second round pick at best, or you could have got him later. It's like, well, we didn't have a second round pick anyway, but that's beside the point. I'm going to read from your article here, Zach. Over the past 4 weeks, he's tallied 1,019 yards from scrimmage and 9 total touchdowns with 1 interception. Good for a rating of 102.7. And of course, the Broncos are 3-1 over that mark. So, you know, started off a little bit slow, the Bo Nix era, Zach. Those first two games were a little rough. Had a little bit of a dip in that Jets game in week 4, but baby, I'm loving it. Ronk, hope you're loving it. And I think you are. He says, good evening, Chad and Zach on the Mile High Huddle podcast. Go Bo Broncos. Yeah, Mike's loving it.
He should. I mean, not to make too much of it, but if you have to consider that Bo Nix won this award over Jaden Daniels, who many, many, if not everyone, considers the best rookie quarterback in the league right now. So, you know, it's a lot of season left to go, and he still does have his faults, Bo Nix, as a passer, but he has gotten so much better, Chad, from week 1. I mean, night and day.
True, and especially last week, man, his footwork took a giant step forward. But it's hard to know how much of that to really read into, Zach, because the Panthers, you know, the quality of the opponent was so low that it's like, well, how much of that was Bo Nix taking the step and, you know, fixing a few things, and how much of that was just such a lowly opponent? But you can only play, to quote you, my friend, the teams that are in front of you. And we're going to find out this week. Really stiff test. I don't know if the Broncos are going to be able to keep up. We'll see. I mean, this is kind of one of those litmus tests, Zach, to see if this Broncos team is for real.
Yeah, what I hate about the Panthers game is if he would have lost that, it would have counted 100% in the critics' minds. So you can't even beat Carolina. But because he won that game, it's Carolina. It doesn't matter. You're right. The litmus test, the Broncos season, if they want to make the playoffs, hinges on the next 2 weeks. They need to win one out of the next two against Baltimore and Kansas City.
We've got Zeus McPeak in the house. We love you, Stu.
Thank you, Stu.
Zeus in the house. I thought of you today. I'll have you know. Not in a weird way. All right, not in a weird way, but I was watching, first of all, I'm not that into like superhero movies, Zach, okay? I like fantasy movies and like sci-fi, but I don't know what it is about superheroes. But somehow, some way, like an autoplay, I watched a YouTube video and then the next thing came on while I'm working, and it's talking about the Justice League, okay? And I guess there was a second Justice League made, which was the Zack Snyder supercut or something, because I guess Justice League wasn't well received. I don't know this. But anyway, I'm like kind of watching clips as I'm working. I'm like, oh, just watching this video. Like I was too engrossed in what I was doing to like pick up my phone and change it, basically. So it kind of ran for a minute or two. And it goes through this scene where a bunch of old gods, Zeus, Apollo, and some other or whatever, I don't know who else, battle whoever the bad guy is in the Justice League. And I'm like, Zeus. Sounds like something Zeus McPeak would do. He would be tossing out the bad, evil villains. That's Zeus McPeak. Good to see you, bro. He says, happy Halloween. Bo absolutely deserves it. Nice to see Bo and the Broncos get some well-deserved recognition. Yeah, third time ever. Well, technically you could say, Zach, it's the fourth time since Mike Anderson got it twice as a rookie, but third player ever, Zach, to win it, and the first since 2002. I mean, Zach, we're talking 22 years ago when Zach was knee-high to a grasshopper, dude.
Yeah, I was a wee 13 years old. He is getting the recognition, Stu, and thank you. I want to echo what Chad said there. But there's still these rage bait pieces, these clickbait articles and tweets. He was ranked today by the 33rd team, a big NFL publication, as the 29th quarterback overall in the NFL, below Daniel Jones, Andy Dalton, Drake May, Aaron Rodgers, Herbert, Caleb Williams, Dak Prescott, Joe Flacco, and Russell Wilson. So he's not quite there yet. The Broncos aren't quite there yet, but I can guarantee you, Stu and Chad, they upset Baltimore on Sunday. Everyone will be singing their praises.
I kind of like the position they're in on that front, to be honest with you. You know, they're flying under the radar. The odds makers are dissing them hard, making the Broncos a 9.5-point underdog. And who knows? Maybe we're the ones with these orange-colored glasses, and we're tripping, and it's going to end up being a complete two-score beatdown by the Ravens. But even Zach, I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying, even if you were of the opinion that Bo Nix still has a long, long way to go, this offense sucks, this defense is going to keep it a respectable game. Like, Lamar Jackson's great. He's an MVP caliber guy. He's won it twice, but this is a legit defense. If there's one thing you can be absolutely sure of this year, it's that the defense is for real. Colby, the Triple C, good to see you, bro. Happy Halloween to you. He says, what team is going to show up Sunday morning? This is a good question on the topic. Thank you, Mr. Producer. The team that does nothing in the first half, or the team that's running well and Bo is dropping dimes all over the place? That's a good question, Zach. What are your thoughts?
Well, to your point, historically also, the Broncos have had a lot of success against Derrick Henry. We all remember when Josie Jewell a few years ago stuffed him in the backfield for that loss. And that's really the key. We'll get to that in a little bit. But one of the keys is stopping the Ravens rushing attack led by King Henry, who's on pace for 2,000 yards. But to answer your question, Colby, if I could answer it, I wouldn't be doing a podcast. I'd be a millionaire because I'd be predicting the future. We don't know. And that's been the case all season. It's been Jekyll and Hyde. One week they look like playoff contenders. The next week they look like the worst team in the NFL. I think, maybe I hope too much in my heart, that they're going to be more consistent and they can string together two really impressive performances, because this one matters a lot.
It really does. And not just in terms of the conference seeding and if this team really does have playoff ambitions, obviously that's a big factor, but just in like, hey, you just were given this, not given, but you earned it, but you were awarded, I guess is the word, this distinction as the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month. Now go double down on that by defeating a quality conference foe in their house as 2-score underdogs. Like, that's where everyone goes. Sits up in their seat. They stand up. They're like, ooh, something's going on in Denver with this Bo Nix cat. And, you know, they're good. Baltimore's good. But read Eric Trickle's recent article that dropped a few hours ago, the blueprint to beating the Ravens. And two things he talks about, I'll mention one. I won't spoil it. But one of them is, hey, not to dismiss them by any stretch. So don't misconstrue what I'm saying here. But that Ravens passing defense can be had. So if what we saw last week is going to end up being more the rule and not the exception in terms of Bo's footwork, ball coming out on time, dimes, accuracy, if that's the rule in this game, and it won't be easy because when that Ravens pass rush is on, it's on. This is a team that can be had. This could be a situation. I predict, Zach, you're going to see a lot of the kind of thing you saw in New Orleans, like Sean Payton dialed it back for this last game. But I kind of make you forget about it a little bit if you're an opponent. Maybe you game plan a little bit, but it's kind of the rope-a-dope. You're going to see some quarterback runs, some design stuff, not just Bo scrambling and picking up yards.
Yeah, I mean, I will get to David in one second. I want to tack on one thing to what Colby said. Are we going to see a team that doesn't show up in the first half? This I can say with certainty. Against a team like Baltimore, at Baltimore, early 1 o'clock kickoff Eastern, you can't take the first half off and expect to win. If they show up that way, they are going to get their ass kicked. This is not New Orleans. This is not Carolina. This is not Vegas. This is a Super Bowl contender, and they have to show up from the opening whistle.
That's right. They got a motorboat this opponent. You know what I'm saying? From the drop. Hashtag Vince Vaughn.
Get my language now.
Papa Bear, we love you, big dog. Thank you for your patience and dropping a super. He says, good evening, Broncos country, Chad, Zach, and Deacon Scott. Hashtag God bless the USA, 10-7 plus, MHH for life, Denver Broncos for life, Buckham times 3, YouTube with a B. Let's have another Bola coaster. I love it, dude. That's cool. Let it be so. From your lips, Papa Bear, to the football god's ears.
We're probably going to get one, but I don't want a roller coaster because that would imply there's a downward to that coaster. You know, he's going to go through his lumps. It's not going to be pretty probably on Sunday, but I have faith that if they can keep it close in the fourth quarter, Bo Nix can get it done.
Listen, guys, we got so much more to get to, including talking about what the Sam Hill is going on with Lamar Jackson's health. We got the head-to-head, lots more to get to. But first, we got to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Manscaped, which is the global leader in men's lifestyle and grooming. Every man knows the unbeatable feeling of a fresh barbershop shave. Now, what if we told you that you no longer have to wait weeks or even months between appointments to experience that beautiful look and feeling?
Introducing Manscaped's newest innovation, the Chairman Pro Electric Foil Shaver, the game-changing tool that brings the luxury of a professional shave right into your home. Whether you're after that daily, silky smooth finish or prefer to maintain a rugged 5 o'clock shadow, the Chairman Pro Electric Foil Shaver is your go-to for precision and style every single time. So head on over to manscaped.com and join the over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by using code HUDDLE for 20% off and free shipping, Chad.
That's right, you guys. Get the Chairman Pro today. Experience a shave that is as smooth as you deserve. Get that 20% off plus free shipping with our code HUDDLE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with our code HUDDLE at manscaped.com. Zach, I just realized, I guess this is on me, but I just peeped the game capsule for the first time, and it's just now dawning on me. The Broncos are getting the CBS Sports A-list team. This is going to be Jim Nantz and Tony Romo with Tracy Wolfson. So this is the NFL. I mean, it's not prime time, but the NFL's got its all hands on deck at CBS Sports.
It's basically a nationally televised game. I put out the coverage maps every week, and the majority of the country is getting this game at 1 o'clock. And that also kind of scares me, to your point. I'd rather they be the underdogs. I'd rather everyone count them out. Now people are picking them. People are feeling Denver, and the whole country is going to be exposed. I just hope they show up. I hope we see the Jekyll and not the Hyde or whatever, the opposite.
So on that front, what do you make of the Lamar Jackson situation? So I wrote about this earlier today, and it was before the practice reports for Thursday had come out, but Lamar Jackson did not participate in Wednesday's practice, listed not as, like, for example, if you look at a Broncos injury report from yesterday, you'll see that Zach Allen was listed as NIR, not injury related, / rest. He was limited. So you can, if it's just rest, Zach, you can designate, you can have them not practice and just say it's a veteran rest day, like the Broncos often do with certain veterans. Well, in the case of Lamar Jackson, he did not practice yesterday. He did not practice today. And he's listed with a back injury and a knee injury.
Right.
Okay. Now, head coach John Harbaugh said this. He said it's a rest day. This was yesterday, by the way. Hey, coach, you missed the day. What's going on? Quote, rest day. He's been playing great. We got a lot of football in front of us here. We got a game, a quick game, another big game coming up. So that was warranted today. And then he doubled down and he missed today. So how banged up do you think Lamar actually is, Zach?
I don't know. I mean, on one hand, I think he'll be out there on Sunday. On the other hand, having one rest day during the week is very normal. Having two is pretty abnormal unless the player is injured, Chad. I mean, what else can we glean from this? They have a Thursday night game right after the Broncos on Sunday. Are they looking past them? Or are they trying to save Lamar? I saw that they were wearing their jerseys they're going to wear on Thursday night this week at practice. So it's kind of a weird week in Baltimore. I think Lamar ultimately will be out there on Sunday, but we'll see.
I expect him to be out there as well because this is a conference. You know, if this was out of conference, maybe they rest him if he's that banged up.
But I want him to be out there.
I do too. I do too. George, guys, if we do anything in this game, it's going to prove that we are a top 10 defense. We will not be able to stop their run game, but maybe we can slow it up. In my opinion, that would be a win. Broncos for life, MHH for life. Hit the thumbs up, guys. Thank you, George. And yes, guys, please take the second. We knew tonight was going to be a little bit lower attended live stream because, after all, many of you are family folks and you're out there with the kiddos and doing your thing. So you'll be listening after. But while you're with us, and if you are listening to this afterward, please make sure, especially YouTube and Facebook, just take a second right now. Hit the like button. Helps us out a lot. But yeah, that's the one thing you can count on, I think, is the defense for the Broncos. And I think as time marches on, Zach, you'll be able to say that about Bo Nix and Sean Payton. You know, you'll be able to count on Bo Nix. That is one of the hallmarks of a true franchise quarterback, is that consistency. I mean, we all remember what it was like. Obviously, I'm not trying to compare Bo Nix to Peyton Manning, okay? But we all remember what it was like. I mean, we stayed and we watched every single game when Peyton Manning was the quarterback. We were just as stoked, but it was kind of this feeling of, hey, wake us up when the divisional round gets here, because that's when, like, that's when things get for real. Nothing was ever in doubt in the regular season until that last year when he got hurt. And then, of course, you know, you got to bring in Brock Osweiler, and there's no guarantee what's going to happen. So at some point, though, Bo Nix, if he truly develops into the quarterback, I think he can be. We're going to get that benefit of being able to kind of trust, just like Drew Brees and Sean Payton all those years. Now, 2024 might be too soon, Zach, to be able to fully count on that. But again, you know, the Broncos felt confident they could microwave his development because of his age and being the most experienced quarterback to ever enter the NFL draft.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with the premise of what George is saying there, that one game is going to be the make or break. I mean, last season when they let up 70 against Miami, everyone was saying, oh, that was just an outlier, and it skewed the rest of the season. It should work the other way, where they've been playing really good football on defense, and if they have a bad game against maybe the best offense in the league, then it shouldn't mean that they're suddenly trash. It's tough opponent, tough matchup. Again, though, I will say this. I would say the only chance they have to win this game is if they stop Baltimore, the rushing attack on offense, if they can at least limit them. They're going to get their yards, but they cannot allow Derrick Henry to go over 100. They cannot allow Lamar Jackson to break contain and convert first downs and red zone opportunities. They have to stop the Baltimore rushing attack. If they do, like the comment posited there, they have a good chance of winning.
I like what you said, though. The Broncos do have a good track record against Derrick Henry. Yeah. But this cat already has basically 1,000 yards rushing, dude. 946 yards and 9 touchdowns. Lamar has 501 and 2 touchdowns. And I thought it was interesting. Keith had the article for us. We had a video up. Bo Nix laughs off the Lamar Jackson comparisons because he, I think, has more touchdowns than Lamar, whatever it was. But interesting. I think, though, if you bottle it up, I mean, that's another reason why I'm telling you, go read the Eric Trickle article, because just when you think you have it bottled up on against the run and Derrick Henry's stuff, they do some creative stuff in the passing game because they have the quarterback to do so that makes you back off a little. Then they get the run game going. So as soon as you solve one problem, you know, it's like the little Dutch boy, finger in the dike. You plug one hole, another one springs open. But, Zach, that's the mark of a quality team. Get used to it if you're trying to hang in the AFC.
Bo Nix is definitely not Lamar Jackson for sure, but I was doing some digging and he actually has, Chad, according to Next Gen Stats, more rushes of 15 plus miles an hour, 27 of them, by the way, than Jahmyr Gibbs, Saquon Barkley, and Breece Hall. So he's doing a lot of things right as a quarterback, dual threat quarterback.
It is quite the illustration, though, to see that Baltimore's leading rusher is almost already at 1,000. I mean, dude, he's on track for another 2,000-yard campaign. Think about that. Denver's leading rusher is Javonte Williams with a third of the production. 345 rush yards, Zach, 2 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Bo Nix has about half of Lamar's rushing yardage, 259, but twice as many rushing scores with 4. So that's where that comes in. But on the season, Bo, he's on pace for, I mean, if it, just extrapolating based purely on what he's produced so far, he's on pace for a little over 3,000 yards and something like 17 or 18 touchdowns. But I think that it's going to be closer to 38 or 4,000 yards passing, Zach. And I think the touchdowns are going to be in the low 20s because I think what we saw yesterday, what we saw in Tampa over time, I think that's going to be more the type of production you're going to see from Bo Nix in the passing offense.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Derrick Henry, I got to be honest, I thought he was washed when Tennessee moved on from him. And holy crap, is he having some career renaissance now in Baltimore? The perfect landing spot for him. But we got Phil McLaughlin, the OG. Thank you so much,
yeah,
Phil,
brother.
As always. Good evening, Chad, Zach, and Deacon Scott. Wishing everyone a safe and happy Halloween. Buckham, MHH for life, Broncos for life. Right back at you, Phil. Happy Halloween. Hope you and your family are having a fun night tonight.
Yeah, brother. So good to see you. Hashtag state of being, my friend. Real quick, Derrick Henry, lest we have forgotten, first of all, he leads the NFL in rushing this year. And in 2 other seasons, so this was in 2019 and then 2020 when he had his 2,000-yard season, he led the NFL in rushing. So this dude is a beast. Outside of his first 2 years, man, it's hard to think that this dude actually appeared in almost all the games. His rookie year and his second year didn't get to 1,000, but 2018, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, just under 1,000, 1,500 in Tennessee. Last year in Tennessee, 1,112 touchdowns. You know, And now he's a dude. If he stays healthy, he's going to get close again. It looks like anyway, Zach, he's going to get close to that 2000 yard mark because you also get that extra game now. So right. The 2000 yard is still going to be an achievement. Won't quite have the same bling to it that 16 yard rusher, 16 game, pardon me, rushers had to, you know, how much harder it was to get to 2016 as opposed to 17 is actually significant.
I think he's going to get there. Like you said, if he stays healthy, he's playing the best ball of his career and signing him for relative peanuts. Eric DaCosta out there in Baltimore should win executive of the year for that signing. Incredible.
Okay, guys, almost time for the head-to-head. But first, we got to remind you of something crucial. With the big wireless providers, what you see, it is never what you get, because somewhere between the store and that nice salesman and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. But with Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about those gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. So say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, monthly bills, and all those unexpected overages.
To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/huddle. That's mintmobile.com/huddle. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/huddle. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, the time has come. Let's do the head-to-head here.
There's Pearl's favorite time of the week right now.
Here we go. Let's do it. Let me just dip that off the screen. Okay. Head to head. Both teams, 5-3. Man, when this team started 0-2, Zach, I wouldn't have guessed that by the time you get to this tilt against the Ravens that they'd be equals in the standings. 5-3. Broncos are still 0 in the turnover margin. They had a chance to get into the plus territory, but that fumble – Cortland Sutton's fumble on the goal line nixed that. The Ravens, though, they are +2, so that ties them for 11th. Broncos are tied at 15th, so middle of the pack. Time of possession, Ravens are 13th, Broncos are 18th. But we look at these offensive numbers, and boy, oh boy, Zach, look at all that greenery. If you didn't know any better, you'd think you were at a certain Colorado establishment seeing all that green. You know what I'm saying? Second in points per game, averaging a whopping 30.3. Rushing first with 200 per game, guys. Remember when we all got really stoked and celebrated the 200-plus game in New Orleans? That's every day for the Ravens. Net passing, fifth, that's 252. So it shows you there's your 452 yards per game. That's why they're first. Only been picked off twice. That's tied for fourth fewest. Four fumbles lost, though, so that puts them in the middle of the pack. Six total giveaways puts them at sixth, though. Sixth fewest total giveaways. Sacks only 12. That puts the Ravens in the top five. And then third down and red zone. I mean, if you got all this production up here, you expect to see green here. Third on third down, first in the red zone, converting three of every four possessions that go inside the 20 into touchdowns. Meanwhile, the Broncos have made some progress. They've started to chip away at some of these lowly rankings, but they're still basically a bottom 10 offense, okay? 25th in yards, scoring their 20th, but they are in the 20s, 21.6 points per game, 14th rushing offense, 27th passing offense. And I'll echo Sean on this, Zach. If they could paint a better picture around Bo Nix, that passing yardage per game, that net passing would rise. Five interceptions ties him for 14th fewest, but seven fumbles lost. Remember, two just in the last game. There's only one team that's worse than the Broncos in losing fumbles. That's bad. That's why Sean Payton, when we talked to Mike Kliss on Monday, we heard Sean Payton's telling the team post-game against Carolina, am I not getting through to you guys? Like, what is going on about this fumbling? Like, we can't take it. Sacks allowed, though. The one area that the Broncos offense, Zach, is better than Lamar and company is sacks. They're tied for second fewest with only 11 this season, but third down is woeful. Red zone's woeful. Both numbers have improved in recent weeks, but still, not good enough.
We weren't doing these, obviously, these head-to-heads in 2013, 2014. I would imagine, though, in the Peyton Manning twilight years.
Yeah, looked like this.
It would look exactly like that with all that green. Oh, my yep. God. That's what I – video game numbers. But it's what we were talking about earlier. I mean, they're converting over three-quarters of their red zone trips. That's insane. Into touchdowns, 75.8%. I mean, they're great on third down. They're great as a rushing offense, great as a passing offense. They have the MVP or maybe two MVP contenders in Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson. It's going to be tough. And we all know about the Broncos offense. It's less about the Broncos offense this game to me and more about the Broncos D. And you see the numbers right there. It's not going to be easy. Wow, Dale.
I got to come back on screen. Goodness gracious. Here, let's give Dale his props. Brother, we love you. He says, oh, my goodness, thank you, bro. He says, $100 Bo Nation on behalf of Bo Fix, pardon me, rookie of the month versus the Ravens. I want Jackson to play. I expect to win, so no excuses when we do. Bo will run in this game if the running backs can't take pressure off him. Ravens will run out of spread, hoping Henry can break Broncos for life. I love it, dude. I love it. That's called belief with a capital B. And I love it, dude. And I think I'll echo you on something here, Dale. Like I said, those design runs we saw Sean Payton pull out of his pocket against the Saints, I bet you we see a few of those in the right moments, hopefully that'll be productive for the Broncos. But Dale, love you, bro. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dale. As always, that's incredible. And Bo Fix is a very apt, if that's a typo, it's a very apt typo because he is fixing the franchise, especially at the quarterback position. And you said he'll run if the running backs can't take pressure off him. I mean, this is the game, though, ideally, where you need Javonte Williams to show up, the good Javonte Williams. You need the offensive line to get that push against the Baltimore front because you need to keep that Baltimore offense on the sideline. The best way to do that is to chew clock, keep the chains moving, have an effective rushing offense, and then use Bo Nix as the play-action cherry on top to capitalize downfield. But thank you again, Dale, as always.
Love you, big dog. Seriously, appreciate you so much. 100 of your hard-earned dollars helping us keep the lights on. We don't take that lightly. We don't take it for granted. Thank you so much, brother. Seriously, it means the world to us, and we hope you know that. Yeah. Okay, to the defense we go. Let's take a look here. Oh, and look, these, you know, the shoe is on the other foot, as it were, Zach. Look at all that green on the Broncos side. Let's just start with the Ravens, okay? They have green as a rushing defense. They're first. So if you want some movement on the road against this team on the ground, this is why I'm telling you, Sean Payton's got to go back to the creative well of calling some savvy, well-timed quarterback-designed runs. Sacks. They have 24, which ties them for fourth most in the NFL. But look at this. I mean, they're allowing net yards per game. Now, keep in mind, there's a few things that skew this, but I'll just keep it with one. When you have an offense motorboating people, 452 yards a game and 30 points, yeah, teams are going to be throwing it. Teams are going to be doing what they can. But this offense, or pardon me, this defense, I'm telling you, as a passing defense, there's going to be some opportunities, but net yards per game, they're 25th. Points, they're 16th, allowing 26.1. Passing, they're the worst passing offense statistically, or defense, pardon me, Zach, in the NFL. Hard to believe for the Baltimore Ravens. Interceptions, they're middle of the pack. Fumble recovery, so takeaways, middle of the pack. Again, there's the sacks, and they're not getting it done very well on third down. There are three teams worse than the Ravens defense on third down. And red zone, middle of the pack. Meanwhile, your Broncos are third in net yards, third in points per game, seventh in rushing, fourth in passing. They're top 10 in interceptions, top six in fumble recoveries. So in total takeaways, they're ranked ninth, second in sacks still with 30. And third down is where they kind of bend, don't break. They do allow, I think, Zach, too many third down conversions, but they just don't allow the points. You know, they might let you convert that first series, but then they're getting you off the field before you cross the 50. That's kind of been the thing with Vance Joseph. Third down, or pardon me, red zone, Zach, they're ranked third, the Denver Broncos, 41.2% only of opponent drives inside the 20 resulting touchdowns. But your thoughts?
I was watching the Baltimore tape earlier this week, and I was wondering, why are they so happy out there? And now I know, because they're just motorboating everyone, Chad. The Broncos defense gets a lot of credit, but the third down percentage right there is going to be a big factor, because if you go up to Baltimore's offense, I'm pretty sure they're top five in third over. I mean, this is, again, the tail of the tape here. They have to slow down. They're not going to shut down. They have to slow down the Baltimore offense, and they one area where the Broncos are lacking is third downs, but they should bring their A game.
Now, this surprises me a little bit to see so much red on a John Harbaugh special teams unit. But they do have one top 10 ranking on specials, and that is they hold punt return against them. So punt returners, they hold them. So otherwise, look at this. Broncos third in gross punting, sixth in punt return average against, meaning they're even better than the Ravens in terms of limiting punt return yardage. Kickoff return against, they're fourth. And then field goal percentage, Broncos still only one missed field goal this year from Will Lutz. And then penalties, look at this. Scott's theory still holds water. 24th most, or let's see, no. Yeah, 24th most, tied anyway, for penalties committed. And then opponents have committed 61 penalties, which is the third most. So officials love throwing the flags against the Broncos. But look at over here. Look at this. I mean, it's brutal on both sides, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, I want to make one more note about the Baltimore defense. They lost, no one talks about this, but they lost Mike McDonald, their DC. He's now the head coach of the Seahawks, who gave Bo Nix a lot of fits. They have not looked as nearly good this year. So if Bo Nix, that's why we talk about callousing him early in the season, and then it gets easier as the season goes on, this is could be one of those areas, because the Baltimore defense is exploitable.
Look at this. Roquan Smith leads in tackles with 82. Brandon Jones leads the Broncos with 61 because Alex Singleton's been hurt since that. Was it the Tampa game, I want to say? And then sacks, Kyle Van Noy has 7. Nick Benito has 6. Interceptions, Humphrey has 4. Wow. Surtain with 3. There's your points scored. Receiving yardage, Flowers has 527, Sutton has 377. So, and then the big disparity, Zach, between rushing yardage, I mean, it's unbelievable. Passing yards, though, I mean, Bo Nix is only 500 yards. I guess that's a lot, though, over the course of just 8 games, Zach. So, anyway, there you have it. There's your head-to-head for week 9. D-Dub jumping in again.
Thank you, Dale.
Love you, bro. He says, defense wins. It'll be tough, but I think we can if we take care of the ball. Two teams the Ravens played had top 11 defenses. They lost to both the Chiefs and the Raiders. Then to the Browns, 14th ranked D. We got this. Man, Dale's I'm getting hype over here, dude. I'm ready to run through a wall. Let's go, Dale.
I'm pretty sure Naj hacked Dale's account. All the optimism pouring out is incredible. I love the confidence, Dale. I really do. The Cleveland game last week, the Baltimore, I'm going to chalk that. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, and that was a trap game. They were looking past them. Whatever. They're going to be on their P's and Q's on Sunday. They don't want to be embarrassed 2 weeks in a row this time at home. They're going to be on their A game, and the Broncos need to be on their A game as well.
Okay, guys. We are – let me see what Mr. Producer's saying. Tied with the Raiders for last 7 fumbles. Let me cruise back over. Oh, okay. So we talked about the Bronc. Okay. Interesting. See, again, these sheets, man, aren't quite as reliable as they've been. I mean, 99 percentile is still good, but you need to be number one. All right. Let's see. Let me take a quick peek here. We'll keep tonight relatively short since you guys, of course, want to spend some time with your families and doing the Halloween thing. Oh, I see what you're saying, Scott. Gotcha. Cody Dub jumping in here before we head out, saying, thank you, bro. He says, Ravens look good, but all their wins but 2 have been by a field goal. They let other teams hang around. That's for sure. Yeah, dude. I think it's a winnable game. Is it going to be easy? No, but this is why Sean Payton was, you know, what did Mike say in, on Monday night? Like, it was the kind of mood you expect to see in a locker room after a loss, not a 14-point win. That's, again, it's like those fatherly high standards. Your son brings home a paper with an A, and you're like, why isn't an A plus, you know? And in this case, it's even more applicable because you have zero margin for error against a team like this. So you got to work that out of your system. And as Mike McGlinchey talked about Monday, Zach, in his conference call, when we talk about margin for error, we're not just talking about giveaways and fumbles and interceptions. We're talking about dumb mistakes and missed assignments. So it just needs to be, they just have to be on the money on Sunday.
Yeah, you can't have Javonte or Estime coughing up the ball. You can't have Troy Franklin or Marvin Mims dropping the ball. You can't have, you know, Bo Nix missing open receivers. If they want any chance of winning this game, offense, defense, and special teams. I'm not trying to glaze the Ravens that much, but they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and the Broncos are going to have to be 100% on from the opening whistle. This can't be a lagging game into the second half. They have to be on it from quarter number one.
Well said. Okay, guys, we do have a few messages for you, and then we're going to dip.
Tremendous episode, as always, of the Mile High Huddle podcast. If you're not doing so, you can follow us on X, as you see there, at the MHH Pod. You can follow the main account on X at Mile High Huddle, Chad at Chad and Jensen, myself at Kelberman NFL, and Scott, our producer, at Scout Kennedy. If you guys want some merch like we're rocking each and every single podcast, check out MHHmerch.com and get you some. If you haven't done so yet, drop us a like at Facebook.com/Mile High Huddle Pod. You can also find us on Instagram at mile_high_huddle. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you're leaving your football priest a 5-star review for a chance to win some merch each and every single month. But if anything, y'all, please, please, please subscribe, like, and share this video and every video you see on the MHH channel. It really helps us grow and reach more Broncos fans just like you.
That it does, and thank you, Ronk. Love you, bro. He's saying great show tonight, Chad and Zach, on the Mile High Huddle podcast. Go Bo Broncos. Right back at you, brother. And a special Mile High salute to the great Super Chat superstars and supporters like the Ronk, helping us legit keep the lights on this 2024 season. The Ronk, we got Zeus McPeak. We got the Triple C, Colby C. Collier, the Papa Bear, David McElrath, George Fox, Phil McLaughlin, D-Dub 96734, our great friend Dale, thank Cody you, Dub, much love and respect. Thank you, guys. Can't wait to see you for the gut reaction. Remember, it's going to be a little bit earlier on Sunday because the Broncos play early. So we'll be seeing you live somewhere around 2 o'clock.
We will see you Sunday afternoon. Have a great rest of your Halloween, a great start to your weekend. Take care, and as always, go Broncos.
Head on over to milehighhuddle.com for all things Broncos.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Marino says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Marino is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Marino was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.